Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Ujambo. Hello, how y'all doing? Key Swahili. We made it. By through in and of his covenant, he decided that we was worthy to be here again. Welcome to Blacks, B-L-A-X, Black, B-L-A-C-K, radio, where we speak upon the things that blacks, men, and women created for this world. Today, we're going to talk about how these illegals are being allowed to come across and being given homes, apartments, money, food, all this stuff. I just get through watching where white guy in his garage, in his car, and two people walked up to him in his garage and jacked him for his car. So we already know they weren't black, because this is a all-white neighborhood, you know. All-white neighborhood, it's only the blacks that come to steal. They don't steal, and the people that they're letting across, they don't steal neither. So what go around, come around. They're letting all these people into the United States of America. They ain't checking their records. They ain't doing nothing. If you white, speak Spanish, come on, we got a job for you. The job is we're going to eliminate as many niggers as we legally can. That's why they hiring them in Los Angeles as police officers. They don't care about no background check. You white, you speak Spanish good enough, because we already know you got the attitude that we got, that nig 123ers ain't worthy of even being alive. They're only good for us to imitate, and then we can act like we created. Okay. Again, that's because you got Peter Polly's gold ahead of Wolf Lamb bowing their head and giving glory to Jesus, spelt S-P-E-L-T, wit, W-I-T, a J. Spelt wit, a J. S-P-E-L-T, space, W-I-T, spelt wit, a J. See? Now, as long as those with the feet of Polly's gold and the head of Wolf of Lamb refuse to look up, that's on them. I'm going to continue to do what I'm supposed to do, like today. Today is a commitment to understanding our position in life, and that the only way we can win is to be true to the game. And being true to the game is easy, because he's got three rules. And the three rules is relatively simple. The three rules is relatively simple. You shall have no other gods before me. That's rule number one. Let me say it again. You shall have no other gods before me. I don't think you heard what he said. Let me say it one more time. You shall have no other gods before me. Exactly. You can have other gods, but none before him. Rule number two, you shall not make for yourself a carved image. Oops. Oops, let me say that again. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. Any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Let me say it again. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. So one more time. Y'all looking up at that cross like it means something, when all actuality, it means something to them and their God. Because God's second rule, you shall not make for yourself a carved image. Rule number three, and most importantly, you shall not bow down to them. If God, your God, is in heaven, why are you getting on your knees to look down? One more time. That's why I don't believe in that Allah stuff. Mm-mm. Get on your knees and bump your head on the ground. Okay. I mean, if that's what you want to do. Well, one more time. Blacks Radio, today am talking about my people and how we as a people need to stop allowing those without the feet of polished gold, those without the head of wood of a lamp, to dictate. I ain't saying they shouldn't have no rules, but to dictate? Come on, man. My job is to do what I'm doing. My job is to make people understand as to how this game is going. And the way this game is going, man, it is not about the elevation of the black man at all. Because the black man is too busy trying to live up to the expectations of the white man and his offspring, who are steadily showing you, we going to take what you got, act like it's ours, and then you just be happy. Just be happy. I don't know how to just be happy. If I could just be happy, I wouldn't be here today speaking upon the thing that blacks, men, more than the women, need to do. Because it's the men who are allowing their emotions to be played by the women. The women are not doing anything except doing what they think is right. But see, women really can't think. Women are emotion. Men are thinkers. That's why God of Gold brought man to life through the nostrils, because the first thing he brought to life for man was his brain. Central control, the brain. He breathed through the nostrils and brought the brain to life first. So the man will use his brain first. True man. I ain't talking about mankind. Mankind has man all emotional. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Because I can't say Jesus. So today's subject is about the elevation of us, through us, by us. Matthew 1:23. Emmanuel, I-M-A-N-U-E-L, whose name means God with us. One more time. Matthew 1:23. The verse that cultural vultures, white offsprings, dare not speak for their feet is pale and their hair is straight, contrary to God of Gold's words. So, if you seek truth, then notice what you see. I didn't say feet of polished gold and hair the wool of the lamb. He did, capital H, capital I. I just said one more time. Today's edition is about black people and our ability of the three W's changing the whole wide world. And the first thing we need to do in order to make that happen is we need to change our thought pattern and tell them, Jesus is your goal. You may have your goal. I am not part of it as you plainly show me every time that Peter, Paul, and the Golden Head of Wolf and Lamb is not included. You plainly show me how great and groovalicious y'all is as y'all imitate me and tell me I'm worthless. But without me, who are you? One more time. In the name of Emmanuel, I-M-A-N-U-E-L, Matthew 1:23, whose name means God with us, who is and makes it plain in Matthew 9:6 and Matthew 10:23, he is the Son of Man. And having the knowledge that he is the Son of Man, then you also have the knowledge of Luke 3:38 that Adam is the son of God. And if you know that Emmanuel, I am Emmanuel, whose name is God with us, if you know that he has the head of wood of the lamb and the feet of polished gold, then you know this Adam and what he looked like. For the Son of Man lets you know, I am not the Son of God. I am the Son. And man is Adam. Adam is the Son of God. Luke 3:38. Once our people start acknowledging this, then we can start having something. One more time. The three W's change the whole wide world. In the name of Emmanuel, go with us, Matthew 1:23. As always, Asante Sana. Thank you very much. Mucha compenda. One love. Baraka. Blessings. Amani kutoka yu. Peace. From above.